KSRN News, I'm John Scott. As winter weather hit the nation's capital, Congress has met to make the 2024 election official. Vice President Kamala Harris presided over the certification of her defeat to Donald Trump, who is now officially the next president of the United States. Mr. Trump's legal team asking a judge to halt Friday's New York criminal sentencing. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The president-elect wants to put a stop to this week's sentencing for his conviction in the Stormy Daniels case while his lawyers appeal a ruling upholding the verdict. Judge Juan Merchan rejected Trump's bid to throw out the verdict and scheduled sentencing for this Friday, although he signaled he is not likely to sentence Trump to any punishment for his conviction on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden will visit New Orleans today following the French Quarter attack that killed 14 people and injured 30.
President Biden will grieve with the loved ones of those killed in the New Year's Day terror attack in New Orleans, where he will visit the scene and attend a church service. 14 were killed when Samsung Dinjabar drove a rented F-150 pickup truck into a Bourbon Street crowd. Biden says the Army vet, who was born in Texas, acted alone. Jabbar posted videos before the attack proclaiming support for Islamic State militants, the FBI investigating how he became radicalized. I'm Julie Walker.
The First Lady will join the president in the visit. The church service scheduled to begin 7 p.m. Eastern time. On Wall Street, stocks are rising to recover more of the holiday season slide that bridged the new year. The Dow is up 38 points. The NASDAQ composite adding 219. This is SRN News. Chaplains providing comfort in New Orleans.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has dispatched clergymen to the city where they are ministering in the wake of the devastating New Year's Day terrorist attack. Spokesman Josh Holland says, quote, "This level of violence and hate is unfathomable and heartbreaking, too. It is in this dark hour that our chaplains will offer emotional and spiritual care, the hope and comfort of Jesus Christ to the hurting and broken." The attacker killed more than a dozen people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials at Rutgers University say they will install new safeguards for Jewish students as a means of settling a complaint by the Department of Education. Hundreds of reports of anti-Semitic acts on campus prompted the government to move against Rutgers, one of several major U.S. universities that have seen a sharp uptick in attacks on Jews. It all began in the fall of 2023 with a devastating attack by Hamas on Israel. This is SRN News. On the international front, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol remains holed up in the presidential residence in Seoul. The embattled leader continues to resist efforts to detain him over his short-lived declaration of martial law. Anti-corruption investigators want to hand the case over to the police.
They can apply to have this warrant extended, which they may well do, or they can apply for a sort of more extreme warrant that would require a hearing with a judge, and then that would allow them to be able to hold Mr. Yoon for 20 days if he's detained. But again, if you have the presidential security system protecting Mr. Yoon, then at the moment it seems that there's very little they can do, which is why they seem to be now looking at these options of transferring the case or just the execution of this arrest warrant to the police, because it's thought the police might actually be able to have more power.
The BBC's Gene McKenzie. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.